Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, or good afternoon, and thanks for coming to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is a lovely day out here in beautiful Central Florida. You know, if you're somewhere where it's snowing, it sucks to be you, because it ain't snowing here. It's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. It's going to be 76, 77 degrees today, and the high tomorrow on March 1st, it's going to be 86 freaking degrees here. Yeah. And you know, and if you live somewhere it's cold and you're hating life, yeah, sucks to be you. But it's good to be me. So, again, welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio. We are back on Red State Talk Radio at 6 p.m. The show is rebroadcast, so you can tell your friends about it. And there's all sorts of shows going on 24/7, 365 on the Red State Talk Radio network. Pimo Mardoni is the station boss there, doing a fantastic job. Listen, last night was were the Arizona and the Michigan primaries. It looks like Mr. Romney won both of those, squeaked out a victory in Michigan, and won pretty handily in Arizona. I'm not, you know, this was, you know, I've said on this show many times, and I will continue to say, what we have to do is keep our eye on the prize. Now, I know that I have some dear friends who are my friend Lee. Who listens sometimes while he's working, is a dear Ron Paul supporter, and he's you know what? And he makes good points. I mean, he makes good points for Ron Paul. He does, and especially when we start talking about the war on drugs, which is just nonsense and craziness. That's been a failure. You know what? And you know, we start talking about all sorts of things, and I get that. I really do. I've got some friends who are Newt Gingrich supporters. You know what? And frankly, I'll tell you what. You know what? I surround myself with some really smart people, and they make some pretty doggone good arguments for Speaker Gingrich. They really do. I still, you know what? It still bothers me him sitting on that settee with with the Prada princess. Nancy Pelosi talking about freaking global warming, but all right, there are going to be no perfect candidate. I have some dear friends who are Rick Santorum supporters. I do, they think that from a social standpoint that he is the guy. You know what? And I know we can have that argument: is social conservatism an anchor around the neck of conservatives? Well, maybe not. We'll see. And of course, I have some friends who make great arguments for Governor Romney. You know, Governor Romney's been running for president for about 60 years, seems like. I'm sorry, it's a terrible thing to say, but he's been running for president for a very long time. And frankly, he looks, you know, and as sad as this is, and I'm going to preface this by saying this is sad and pitiful and pathetic, he looks pretty good in a uniform. And that really goes back to I had a teacher who used to be the assistant band director at Disney, short stout Italian guy, did all the work, but the guy who got all the credit was tall and looked good in uniform. Got all the credit, got all the money too, strange enough, because he was a performer, and my band director and my teacher was behind the scenes, so didn't get a bunch of the money, but why? Because the other guy looked better in the uniform. You know what? And I know we already got a guy who looks good in uniform. I understand that. I get all that. But you know, we talk about some things today. We're going to talk about some things today. That I hope, because what the GOP is going to have to do when they come to Tampa, and it's going to be in my front, it's going to be at my front door, and it looks like we're going to be at the, looks like we're going to be at the convention. So if you, you want to help us do a good job there, go to the WillLawsonShow.com website, click the donate button on the top of the page. And we've got equipment to buy, we've got a laptop to buy, we've got stuff to get. We got to go there and kick ass. You know what I'm saying? So what the GOP has to be able to do is threefold. We have to gain seats in the Senate, and we're going to talk about a little later. In the second part of the hour, we're going to talk about Olympia Snowe is planning on retiring. Dang. Shame. Another Democrat. Oh, she's not a Democrat? Olympia Snowe's not a Democrat? Oh, I didn't know she was a Republican. Anyway, but Olympia Snowe is going to be leaving, going to be retiring, and what I say is good riddance to bad rubbish. So I'm looking forward to her going this way. Bye-bye. All right, that's my song for her. But so I'm tired. So I'm, you know, I'm sick of her. Give me another liberal New York Republican to deal with, not just her anymore. You know, if I got to deal with another liberal New York Republican, then I'll just deal with somebody else. So we'll see how that goes. We'll talk about that a little later. But what the Republicans are going to have to do is this: they're going to have to find a way. Whoever gets this nomination, and I don't hate on me. I don't think it's going to be. I really don't think it's going to be Ron Paul. I don't, and not at this point. I just don't. We'll see after Super Tuesday how things work out, how Dr. Paul's organization is able to really get delegates, because that's what really matters. It really isn't votes, it's delegates. So we'll see how that goes. And we got to be realistic. I think that we miss the point sometimes. Dang it, I ran against the break. That we got to be realistic. We've got a man in the White House now. We have a man in the White House right this very minute who has decided, that this country is the evil for so many things on the planet. And we can't exist. I hope to exist as a nation if Barack Obama is president for another 4 years. So the only thing that the GOP has to do, we have to find a way to coalesce. We have to find a way to put our differences aside, as hard as it's going to be, and move forward in unity to make Barack Obama a private citizen. In 2013, on January 20, 2013, Barack Obama has got to be a private citizen. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with more of the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Austin Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up. Make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and...
Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh,
there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what? Huh?
What? Hold
What'd
on.
What'd you say?
Wait a sec, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271. 2972-71 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Far from the city where the Lorax roams free is the home of a magical truffula trees. They grow happy and healthy and thick as you please, just waiting for visits from yous and from me's.
Whoa.
In a place you will love with things you'll adore us, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Look, everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
Wait, I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest. I speak for the trees.
Visit the animals. Come see the plants. From the mighty sequoia to the tiniest ants. Discover its beauty. Take time to relax. See brown barbalutes or even the Lorax.
I feel so alive.
I just like hearing you say it.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more. Visit discovertheforest.org. This message has been brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
With more of the Will Watson Show here on Blood Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. Hope you're doing good. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal here. This is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. This is why I think the right has got to get their act together. I really do. I think they have to get their act together. I think that we have to put on our big boy pants and coalesce, because these are the kind of ideas that are coming. I don't think people have any idea what kind of ideas are coming. We already know that our president and members of Congress are perfectly okay with the genocide that a lot of us have called abortion. I mean, I think that if you're paying, that if you've been paying close attention, we understand that the president has already, you know, made very strong ties to a group called Planned Parenthood, started by Margaret Sanger, a eugenist, that basically wanted to get rid of the undesirables, people like me, black people, because our lives were going to be hard and difficult, and we were inferior to start with, so it was perfectly okay to abort us, to kill us, to destroy us, you know, for the good of everybody, was Margaret Sanger's dealing. And Margaret Sanger started the group that we call that we now call Planned Parenthood. You know, and it's interesting that lately and it's really interesting that the discussion has been lately that I don't know that conservatives and Republicans are just damn scared of it, apparently, has been contraception, has been this whole idea that if insurance companies aren't forced to provide contraceptive care, then the entire free world will collapse. When we all know that contraception, in this sense, is simply, we all know that what we're really talking about here, make sure that we're back on the air. What we're really talking about is the gateway, and we mean this, it's the gateway to forcing insurance companies to provide abortion care. We know that. And I guess people are dancing around that a little bit. We can't talk about that kind of stuff. And you know what? We're going to lose on social issues. We're going to lose. You know what? I don't think so. I think that's all on the table. I think the economy is on the table. I think the economy is on the table. I think that. I think that energy is on the table because we damn sure need to deal with our energy policy or lack thereof. We haven't had an energy policy since 1912, it seems. I think it's all on the table, and I think we should talk about every dang on bit of it, and especially if the left brings it up. If they bring it up, let's say, "Oh, I'm so glad you brought that thing that you failed that you failed on for the past 40 years. I'm so glad you brought that up. Let's go ahead and talk about that. Let's go ahead and bring that to the fore because I think that might be." A really good argument. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and talk about that. You failed on this on a gajillion times. Let's talk about your failure. But the left and of course the mainstream media understands that a lot of Republicans and / conservatives are freaking spineless. 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 And especially the Republican elite that you know that jump around from poll to poll like strippers wondering what's the next poll going to say? Oh my goodness, we have to react, they're so damn busy reacting that they have the truth in one hand but they're so busy reacting they don't see it, as opposed to being able to tell the freaking truth. Spineless. So the idea is that you know, and we've talked about this show on this show a whole bunch of times, that it's a process in removing the spineless. We have to get rid of the spineless. But you know what? Before we can get rid of the spineless, we have to stop being spineless ourselves. Let's talk about it. Let's say, okay, we want to talk about contraception. We want to talk about abortion. We want to talk about it. Why? Because there are people out there talking about it. We talk about the elitist. All the time, but I don't think we know exactly what's going on. As a matter of fact, in the Journal of Medical Ethics, there is a paper in Law, Ethics, and Medicine. It's entitled "After Birth Abortion: Why Should the Baby Live?" by Alberto Gilabuni, I think his name is, and Francesca Minerva. This is the abstract. I want to read the abstract verbatim. Here's the abstract. Abortion is largely accepted, even for reasons that do not have anything to do with the fetus's health, by showing that, first, both fetus and newborns do not have the same moral status as actual persons. Two, the fact that both are potential persons is morally irrelevant. And three, adoption is not always best in the best interest of actual people. The authors argue that what we call afterbirth abortion, killing a newborn, should be permissible in all cases where abortion is, including cases where the newborn is not disabled. That's the discussion being held by the elites. That's the discussion being held by some of the from the college levels. That's the discussion being held. Now, let's take this point to point. We got about 10 minutes before the bottom of the hour. The assumption that abortion is largely accepted, even for reasons that do not have anything to do with the health of the fetus or the health of the baby. Well, you know what? I dare say that abortion is not largely accepted, and especially not accepted by everybody, because abortion has to do with, murdering people. You know, I don't know if people who listen to my show think it's the same thing. You shouldn't murder people. You shouldn't murder them in utero or out of utero. Murder is bad. And I don't really, and it doesn't really matter where a lot of people's faith is. In most faiths, and most people who don't even have faith, we've pretty much decided that murder is bad. Are we all good with murder ain't good, murder bad? Are we all there? Okay, I'm just hoping we're all there. But anyway, I go on by showing that first, both fetus and newborns do not have the same moral status as an actual person's. This is the argument that the intellectuals are having. The intellectuals that are going to tell you and your children, because they know more and they know better. And your president agrees with them that the intellectuals know more and know better than you. This is how this is connected. The president of the United States and some members of Congress on both sides of the aisle, frankly, believe that the intellectuals, like these people, know more and know better than you. We should just acquiesce. We should just do what they say. And now they're having the discussion in intellectual circles, which you're probably not privy to. Probably not. That a baby in utero and a baby out of utero, they're still not real people yet. They're still not. We have to use the word viable. They're still not viable as people yet. No, they're not viable as people. Now we could have a discussion about abortion and states' rights, blah blah blah. But you know what? We're not even there yet. We're not even there. Because I think that most of us have decided, regardless of the U.S. Constitution, that murder is still murder, whether you do it on a federal level or a state level or a local level. The murder is still murder. Killing is still killing. You know, and if you are and if you are all upset about foreign wars and the death that America's rained down upon these indigenous people, why aren't you as pissed off about the death that we're causing in hospitals and clinics all over this nation to innocents, people who haven't done a damn thing to anybody? You ought to be as pissed off about that, frankly. Well, I digress. But this whole idea that these people, that both the fetus and newborns, do not have the same moral status as an actual person. Now we could talk about this forever, because what determines moral status? What determines morals? How do you base morals? How do they come up with this bullcrap? How do you say moral status? How do you come up with morals that they don't have the same moral status as me or you? Does a one-year-old have the same moral status as a five-year-old? Does a six-month-old have the same moral status as a one-year-old? These are the people who are having these kind of discussions, and your president agrees with them. How do I know that? Well, you remember the case back in two, that most of us learned about back in the 2008 election about the botched abortion and the story of the nurse who sat in a dirty linen closet with that baby until that baby died. Remember that? And the president of the United States, then senator from the state senator in Illinois, argued that it was perfectly okay for that baby to die because that was the intention of its mother, whether it was born viable or not. Remember that? Tell me this isn't connected. Tell me that your president doesn't agree. And you can say he's not my president. And you can say all you want. He's your president. He's your president. Mine too. The fact that both are potential persons is morally irrelevant. The fact. I love that these people are saying that a fact is now irrelevant. Now, see, that's what we have to believe. We have to believe that facts have become irrelevant. See, that's what they want us to believe. Yeah, the fact that both are quote potential in their potential people is irrelevant. The fact that the African child is a person is irrelevant. This is a eugenic argument. Now, we started this discussion talking about who? Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. And we're going to talk about them a little later, too. Your president agrees with them. Your president agrees with this. Now we can fight about all this other stuff if you want to. And we could choose to not talk about social issues because, oh, we lose on that. I don't know how in the hell you think we lose on life. I don't know how we've gotten to the point that we are so spineless, that we are so, so hyper-political, that our heads are shoved so far up our butts that we think that we lose an election because we choose to stand up for the most basic thing ever. Before you get to rights and responsibilities and constitutions and states and blah, 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 all that stuff is life, because none of it exists without it. None of it. None of it is relevant without people who are alive. Let's get back to the basics. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we screw it up because we get so far off base that we don't understand basics. No, we're not talking apples and oranges. We're talking about getting back to basics. Nothing exists without life. All the arguments we have, all the big conservative pissing contests we have, don't mean a damn thing if you're dead, does it? Doesn't mean anything if you have a society that's perfectly okay with just killing folks because they're inconvenient. Or they're the wrong color, or they're the wrong, you know, sex, or they don't fit the government profile. None of this matters. But we've got a guy in the White House. Who's good with this? We got to stop thinking that connection doesn't matter. We got to stop thinking that connection doesn't matter, because it does matter. And it's not some idealistic sort of pie in the sky thing for me. It's real, because those babies who get thrown in the trash, who get chopped into pieces and sucked out with vacuum cleaners from their mothers and get tossed in the trash, aren't some weird ideal. They're real. The genocide that's happened in this country since Roe v. Wade is real. There's nothing idealistic about that. That's for real. That's actually happening. happening now. We'll be right back.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This entire piece of music is played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can be become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. 7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We're back with more of the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. People ask me, how'd I get here? How'd you get here? How did you? How can you be the black guy who's turned into the who turned into the Republican? You know, and I'll tell you, you know what? It's a process, like a lot of, you know, it's like a lot of black Republicans. It's a process. You know, it isn't because there was this great outreach program. Oh, I know why. You know why? Because one doesn't exist in the GOP. Outreach is like a snipe hunt in a GOP. You know, if you're looking for minority outreach, it's a snipe hunt. There's no such thing. So nobody came and got me. It's a process. And part of that process was 21 years ago when my son was born. And it sort of threw me a little bit. I thought that, you know, when I was in college, you know, I thought I was smart, you know, because we were all smart. We're all smart as hell in college, right? You know what? Well, you know, and I said this out loud in a room full of people who agreed with me, how stupid we were. Well, you know, if you're against abortion, it's easy. You just don't have one. I mean, if you're against it, just don't have one. Well, I don't know what the problem. I don't know what the argument is. And I laughed and, you know, started swigging down some beer. I thought, I was like, I got this fixed. What the heck? You guys are stupid. Why are they arguing about this crap? If you're against abortion, don't have one. What? And it took me a while to figure out that I had my head firmly planted up my ass, and I was a moron, and I was an idiot, a real idiot with an IQ less than 20. It took me a while to figure that out. But I'm holding my kid, and I'm thinking, wow, man, oh man, wow. I'm touching my wife's belly, and while my kid's in utero, and I'm thinking, wow, this is so real. This kid in here is not an idea. This kid in here is not, this kid in here is not a polyp. It's a kid. It's a life. This is real. And I'm telling you, that's one of the things that sort of pushed me to where I am. It wasn't about fiscal policies. I like to say that. That way I can sound all cool. It wasn't about that. It's about life. About what's real, what ain't real. We got some things to talk about later on the show. I want to talk about, and I will, in the next segment, about the House Democrats are leaving. It's happened again. The House Democrats have leave the Iowa Capitol in protest of some gun bill in Iowa. We're going to talk about that. We saw that happen in Wisconsin, where the House Democrats there ran across the border because they were going to lose. I'm telling you, there are so many openings to beat these people. All we have to do is not be spineless, not be gutless, and go for it. And I do want to do one more Planned Parenthood story this segment, if it's okay with you. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm doing it anyway. Because this is more evidence that we have. This is more ammunition we have to defeat Barack Obama. This is going to be hard. You know, people who are saying, oh, this is a done deal. He's done. This is easy. No, it's going to be hard as hell. My wife asked me the other day, you know, can Barack Obama be reelected? And I said, yeah, because what these people do is campaign. That's what they know to do. They don't know how to govern. I mean, they can't govern their way out of a wet paper bag, but they damn sure know how to campaign. them folks can do some campaigning. You know, Axelrod and Pluff and those guys can do some campaigning. Now, there's been some talk about, you know, replacing Joe Biden with Hillary Clinton. I don't think that's going to work. I don't think it'll make any difference one way or the other. I just don't think that, again, we put people in the vice president slot when we wanted to get rid of them politically. And I think the same thing will happen with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, I don't think she wants, I don't think they, first of all, I don't think they like each other well enough for them to work at that level. I just don't think they like each other well enough. And Biden's sort of harmless. He doesn't get anywhere. And I know that people think that if they switch them out, and there's been some time, we talked about that for a year, it's game over. I don't necessarily think so. Even if they do it, I don't think they will. But even if they do it, I don't think it's necessarily game over. Does it make things tougher? Yeah, a little bit, but I don't think it's game over. In any case, let's talk about what this president has pulled in Texas. This is from LifeNews.com. I know I didn't plan on doing two abortion stories in a row, but, you know, that's how it works out sometimes. Planned Parenthood is spewing misguided rage towards Texas Governor Rick Perry and former GOP candidate Rick Perry, claiming he is to blame for the recent Medicaid revocation of the 1114 Medicaid waiver. in the state that will impact 130,000 Texas women. Now the waiver has to do with not having to deal with the throes and the hate and the awfulness and the spew and the venom and the poison that is the health care bill. Texas has gotten a waiver. But now that waiver has been revoked. Check out this story. Texas would rather throw this. This is from Cecile Richards, of the CEO of Planned Parenthood. Texas would rather throw health care for hundreds of thousands of women overboard than allow Planned Parenthood to provide health care through public health programs. It's shameful that Governor Perry and Commissioner Suess continue to politicize life-saving breast cancer screenings and birth control access for low-income women, said Peter Durkin, president of Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast. Okay, now that sounds just like them, doesn't it? Sounds just like them, doesn't it? Here you go. But here's the truth. Texas decided to bar women's health programs funding from abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood, in May of last year. Almost immediately, the Obama administration threatened to pull Medicaid from Texas funding if funding wasn't reinstated for abortion, the abortion giant. Now, we know the relationship that President Obama has with Planned Parenthood. He said on the campaign trail all of 2007, 2008 that he was down with them, that he would they would be there with him in the White House, and he's doing his damnedest to keep that promise. Texas refused, and in turn, the Obama administration decided last week to yank the annual $40 million Texas receives for its Medicaid program beginning in March. This also results in another $17 million loss to Planned Parenthood of Texas. Obama showed his true agenda by pulling Medicaid from Texas. He would rather have thousands of low-income families struggling to obtain health care rather than see funding pulled and reallocated for the largest abortion-committing organization in the nation. We know... we hope the Centers of Medicare, Medicaid Services will reverse this position and allow the program to continue, said Stephanie Goodman, spokesman for the Texas Department of Health and Human Services. We all know Planned Parenthood worships the ground Obama walks on, but it should be pretty obvious with whom the blame is for Medicaid revocation lies, even to Planned Parenthood. Now, of course, the people at Planned Parenthood know. Of course they do. That's not the point. Ladies and gentlemen, that ain't the point. The point is that this story gets out. Mainstream media runs with it. Everybody gets all lathered up. Like Governor Palin says, all wee-weed up. I love that phrase. It's so funny. Gets all wee-weed up. And nobody looks to the next damn paragraph to find out what the truth is. The truth is that it's the president and his administration that pulled that funding. They would have still been able to have the breast cancer screenings and the contraception. They would have been able to have that. Texas wasn't getting rid of that. Texas didn't, you know, Governor Perry and the people of Texas didn't get rid of that. It was President Obama who did. Now, it's our job here to make sure that truth gets told. Now, we could just go, oh, well, you know, media and blah, 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 all we want. But the idea is that we have to get out there and tell folks. We have to make sure truth is known. It's the only way to win this election. It's the only way to turn the Senate around, keep the House moving forward, and make ex-President Barack Obama, on January 20th, 2013. We'll be right back.
Down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Many young women find themselves facing unexpected or unwanted pregnancies each year. They often feel they have nowhere to turn. Tiny Hands That Hold My Heart was written specifically to show these women that they are loved and that their baby is a gift from God and not a mistake. This is a book of hope and inspiration with a unique combination of encouraging words, high-resolution photography, and relevant scripture. The booklet illustrates the baby's growth and development in the mother's womb. More importantly, it reassures women that they are not alone in their situation and God is ever present. To learn more about the entire scope of this project or to ask questions, please visit tinyhandsbook.com. Once again, that address, tinyhandsbook.com. You could also write Tiny Hands Book, 4525 Motorsports Drive, Concord, North Carolina, 28027. All contributions are tax deductible.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you could stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271. 297271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
All right, we are back. Thanks so much for that. We are also here. Hey, Brent. Let's click on the donate button at the top of the page. You know what? People give a gajillion dollars to NPR and PBS and all sorts of other leftist media that just push pablum and crap out. And what we do on our side of the aisle is that we expect Fox News to do it all for us. And then when they fail, we all get disappointed and we throw our hands up and go, oh, we're lost, oh, gosh. When there are people out here like myself, people like Bob, people like my friend Robert Soon, and people like Thomas, we have people like Eric Odom for Liberty News Network and all sorts of folks out here, my friend Ali Akbar, all sorts of folks out here in social media, my friends at PJTV, all sorts of folks out there doing their damnedest and being ignored because we don't get any support. And there are a lot of folks out here telling truth. So what you need to do is start looking for people who are telling truth and support them. And support them and push them beyond what you get from mainstream media, especially from the MSLSDs of the world. Hat tip to Mark Levin. We got only a few minutes left in the show here, so we're gonna pop out here real quick and talk to Robert. Then we're gonna pop roll over there and talk to Bob. Robert, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up? Well, how's it going today?
It's all good, all day long, every day.
Good. I kind of, when we think about Planned Parenthood and just this whole perspective about abortion is just, I find it just amazing that this supposed black president and this supposed black church are in love with each other. But it's just amazing to me that how can some of these churches just dismiss the fact that the man is not even a question of him kind of saying, okay, you know, there may be certain instances where it may be necessary. This man is just a blatant abortionist. And how can a lot of these churches, I mean, they're jumping up and down for this fool. And this fool made it very clear. He said he wasn't going to punish his daughters with having a baby. You notice when he's speaking to us, you know, he gets a little church voice in him. It's a little voice.
You got to put that little black. He'll put a little black on him when he's talking to you and me.
I'm going to teach my daughters morals and principles, but I'm not going to punish them with having a baby. And I said to I heard the clip over and over again, mm-hmm. and I was saying to myself, and they call this man brilliant?
Yeah,
are
that's
you
what
kidding
they say.
Me?
They say he's brilliant.
Are you kidding me?
That he knows more than we do, that he knows better for us. He is indeed the head overseer. So there you go.
What does the Bible say about abortion? It's just amazing how these churches that's supposed to be standing on Christian principles here, right?
God,
he is a very staunch abortionist. Yeah. And
I'm amazed. You're right, Robert. I think that I might do a show on. It won't be this Saturday. I think next Saturday. I think I'm going to record a show and I'm going to explore just that because it just blows me away that the church, especially the so-called black church, continues support.
Holy Ghost filled, baptized, and this and that, and man, boy, you let Obama walk in, all that just goes right down the toilet bowl, because I'm going to push this and I'm going to go out to the black community, especially with some of these churches, and explain themselves.
Watch this.
Because
you know what?
It's funny
you didn't mention that, Robert. I'm going to bring Stanley in here because Stanley's got a personal incident, something that's happened to him, not in a distant past, but this past weekend.
Right.
We heard with the release of African Americans for Barack Obama. Can you imagine? You imagine if Newt Gingrich came out on the website that said Caucasians from Newt Gingrich. People would just be crazy. But anyway, he came out with this, and on the videotape that we played earlier in the week, he talked about faith captains. And I think that Stanley knows one of those faith captains. Stanley, are you there? Stanley, are you there? Oh, man. I'll see if we can get him. I'll see if we can get him back because we're running out of time for the show. Stanley, are you there? Anyway, Stanley, if you can hear me, you can text me, and then I'll bring you back on. Stanley had an incident in his church, and he'll explain it better. Where the pastor of his church, well, his former church now probably, actually got up not during something else, during service. During regular church service, and said to the congregation that that Barack Obama deserves a second term. Stanley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you can relate to the story better than I am.
Sorry about that.
That's fine. We only got about 6 minutes. Can we relate this story? Because this is the kind of stuff that we have to get out so people understand this is what we're dealing with.
Well, I mean, it started off because we had a conversation before about bringing up politics in church. He told me he wasn't going to do it no more. So me and my wife, we've been out of church for a couple of months because my wife been working on Sundays. So we get back this Sunday, and then the first thing comes out of his mouth is that we need to give Barack Obama 4 more years. He deserves 4 more years. And he's saying, and I know... And I know Brother Gloss is out there disagreeing with me right now. You can email me on this, but we need to give this guy 4 more years.
Wow.
And me and my wife just looked at each other. And my wife would say, well, wow, why did he have to say that? Why did he have to go in that path? And if, like, say, and then under that, and just point you out in the middle of the church. He said, wow. Everybody in the church know that we're Republicans. And that has no place in church at all. But, you know, it is so sad, you know, and I told you this. I said, well, I was in the bank while he was saying his little thing. And I said, well, okay, how's that $3.69 working out for y'all? How's that hope and change working out for you? How's that all giving up money to Planned Parenthood for avoiding black kids? How's that working out for y'all? I said, he has bailed out white America, but he has left black America behind. All he does is call y'all names. You know, and I had people in front of me turn around and look at me and gave me a dirty look because they knew I was absolutely correct.
You know that, and
I got people right now. I'm at my son's school, and I'm talking about one. I got them looking at me right now. I could care less because I am no fan of Barack Obama.
You know that. I mean that's an amazing thing to me, though. That the president calls for, and he calls for in this video, he calls for faith captains. And what he means by that, he means people in the black churches that will politic for him from the pulpit. From the pulpit.
Absolutely. I'm supposed to meet my pastor tomorrow. I'm supposed to meet with him tomorrow to let him know that I would never step foot in that church again. He would never receive a dime from me, from my family. You receive no help at all from me. And my church is going through some financial times. And he didn't even say with my connections. He's saying with me, you know, he said, I know you know a bunch of people. Yeah, but guess what? That door is shut to you now.
You know, I'm going to have this show. I got to put a show together that really tries to take what this man, what President Obama supports, and juxtapose it with what these black churches are supposed to be doing. You know what hasn't happened? We still have 75% of our kids born out of wedlock. Still, the poverty level in the black community is still higher than it is anywhere else. The unemployment level in the black community is still higher than it is anywhere else across the board. And these folks are still following behind this president like he's a freaking Pied Piper. I just don't understand. You know what? What it is, Stanley? It's the abused wife syndrome.
Yes.
You know?
Just keep beating the hell out of me and I'll keep coming back.
Exactly. He goes upside your head on Friday, and on Sunday he apologizes and promises never do it again. But next Friday, as soon as he gets paid, he upside your head one more time until he kills you. That's how it works, right?
You're right.
All right, man. We got to talk about this more. Maybe sometime next week we'll dedicate a whole show to it because we got to talk about this more. This is the kind of stuff that we can use to beat Barack Obama and beat the Democrats into in November. This is the kind of stuff that you're not going to hear, you're not going to see in mainstream media. That's why it's our responsibility, and you damn sure aren't going to hear it from Republicans because they are freaking gutless and spineless. That's why it's up to us. That's why it's up to you and I. And if you listen to the show and you like it, and you know what, and there's truth to be told, and you want that truth to get out, email the link. Help people find out. That's what it's all about. Because if you don't, then this is on us, not on them. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. Thanks so much for coming to the Wheel Officer here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. We'll be back tomorrow with more fun, more frivolity, more craziness. Until then, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, love the kid yourself.